The Bible tells us that true love suffers long and is kind. God's kind of love is not easily provoked and does not rejoice in sin. Elizabeth Elliot has experienced great loss, but her message continues to focus on the love that triumphs in the face of evil. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. Continuing my talks today on an old-fashioned word, detachment, which means simply becoming unattached to things. I want to give you a verse from 1 Corinthians 3, verse 12 and 13. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. I began yesterday's talk by asking three questions. What are you living for? How will you get it? Is it worth living for? Have you stopped to think about that fire, that refining fire, that purifying fire which is going to burn away all the wood, hay, and stubble in your life? Only the gold and silver and precious stones will remain. What are you living for? How will you get it? Is it worth living for? I don't believe it's worth living for, unless it's worth dying for. And one of the great lessons of the spiritual life, which is going to go on as long as we live here in this world, is the lesson of detachment, the becoming unattached to the things and to our desires and to our preferences and to our will, and accepting instead the will of God. I read a lovely letter yesterday from a blind mother who learned that God had actually chosen her to be the mother of her little child. The child was not being deprived because the mother was blind. The child was, in fact, blessed in ways that other children are not blessed. And here's another amazing letter that came to Gateway to Joy. From a family in Colorado, our children are 18, 15, 11, 6, and 14 months. Our two sons, 15 years old and 14 months, were born with birth defects. Merlin, 15, was born with bilateral club foot deformity, for which he has had two surgeries and multiple castings. Please join us in a prayer of thanksgiving for his gracious acceptance of his own physical limitations and his wit, humor, and wisdom, which he, through the grace of Jesus Christ, has chosen to develop from his experience over an attitude of self-pity. Our baby boy, Miles, born with multiple random anomalies, has endured one surgery and will undergo another in March. Please pray again with us in thanksgiving for Miles's sweet disposition. Miles, remember, is 14 months old. And for a successful outcome, God willing, to this second surgery. Please pray also that we as a family will continue to recognize the hidden, eternal gifts under the temporary facade of human suffering with which we have been blessed. I have to read that sentence again. Please pray also that we as a family will continue to recognize the hidden eternal gifts under the temporary facade of human suffering with which we have been blessed. There is an example of detachment. A glad, free, joyful acceptance of suffering. Think about it. What are you living for? How will you get it? Is it worth living for? Is it worth dying for? Thank God for that attitude of detachment. Supposing you have at long last schooled yourself to put God's will first in everything, to let Him decide what you shall have and not have, do and not do. Does it follow that you have ceased to love the world of men and of things? On the contrary, it may well mean exactly the opposite. It may well mean that at long last you've really started to love them, to love them and not yourself. Maybe only now you begin to realize that since you're not their master, they, for their part, are not just means, but ends. They are to be loved in themselves. You'll also discover that all the things that God has made and that He loves are lovable, and not just those things which you would otherwise have found superficially attractive. But above all, you will love not less, but infinitely more than before, because when you have reached this degree of identity with the will of God, you will have been given the heart of Christ. It's my prayer that the Lord will give me the life of Christ. Some of you remember the story in Amy Carmichael's biography, which is entitled A Chance to Die, how she and her brother had come out of church on a Sunday morning, and it was a very gray, rainy day, and their spirits were rather gray and rainy, she said. And as they walked down the street toward home, they came to an old woman struggling along. She said she looked as though she were a bag of feathers, but she had a heavy burden, and the little boy and girl decided that they needed to help her. But she said, "We were just two little children, and we were embarrassed, and we did not want to help her." But she said, suddenly, those words from 1 Corinthians 3:12 struck her. "Wood, hay, and stubble, gold, silver, and precious stones." That verse set the tone of her life. Detachment. It was a very tough lesson for those little children. Certainly they were not thinking of the word detachment. But they did what they didn't want to do. They did the will of God instead of the will of themselves. And they helped that old lady, feeling very foolish, feeling very far from spiritual. Nevertheless, they did it. I had a letter from a prisoner who had heard me read the poem written by Fanny Crosby when Fanny was only 9 years old. Fanny, as you perhaps remember, was blinded at the age of 6 weeks by the mistake that a doctor made. And when she was 9 years old, she wrote, "Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, nor I won't." I hope some of you children that are listening will memorize that little poem. I'll read it again. "Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't. To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot, and I won't." Now, I had a letter from a prisoner who paraphrased Fanny Crosby's poem. "Oh, what a happy soul am I, although I am not free. I am resolved that in this cell contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other prisoners don't. To weep and sigh, because I'm chained, I cannot, and I won't." Detachment means the becoming unattached. One of the things to which I need to become unattached is myself. Do I crown myself, or do I crown Jesus Christ? Do I belong to myself, or do I belong to Jesus Christ? Take the crown of the kingdom from your own soul and lay it at Jesus' feet. Perhaps you're saying today, but why should I put up with so-and-so, that awful person at church that I just wish I didn't ever have to look at? The answer, of course, you must put up with her because Christ lives in you. And there is a new principle of operation, a new power, a new attitude, a whole set of new aims. Pronounce the grand decision. I am His, body and soul. The past is nothing. Not denial, but an offering, a gift of surrender, a resolution to renounce and proceed on the new principle, all for Jesus. Some of you are lugging along the baggage of the past. Will you be unattached? Will you just let go of all that baggage and do, as Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before? I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Mold me and make me after thy will. Now let me read another, it's not exactly a poem. I am willing to receive what thou sendest, to lack what thou withholdest, to relinquish what thou takest, to suffer what thou inflictest, to do what thou commandest, to be what thou requirest. And perhaps I should repeat that in modern English. I am willing to receive anything you send. I am willing to do without anything you withhold. I am willing to let go of anything you want to take. I am willing to suffer anything that you inflict. I am willing to do what you command and to be what you require. That takes detachment.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.